doing something new for a while in keyboarding. Okay? So, on your desktop, so you're all logged in, and you're looking at your desktop, and the desktop is the, you know, it might be a black screen, it might be a blue screen, in my case it's purple, but it's where all the icons are that show all the different programs and different documents and everything. And by the way, I mean, it, like, even I probably have too many on here, because every time you add one of these little shortcuts in here, it cuts into your RAM. Your RAM is your random access memory, and that's how fast it works with how your megahertz and how fast your computer works. So if I have a whole bunch of these icons on here, it will slow my computer down a little bit. Okay? So just because you can do it doesn't necessarily mean you should. Yes?
All my sync is Google.
All of what?
Basically all my
webcams
are Google.
Well, and we've had an issue with, I thought we resolved the issue, so I'm surprised to see that you have so many under yours.
Yeah.
But
that's why we made that's why last year we made a path for just us, fourth graders.
Okay.
Because there
were
so many.
Okay. Anyway, so we're at our desktop. I'm going to teach you how to turn on your sticky notes. So watch my mouse go down here to the start button. Okay? So I'm going to click the start button. The first place you should look for sticky notes is here. If it's not there though, you're going to have to find it. So if it's not there, raise your hand. Okay, so we're going to come down here to, we're going to come down here, and in this type here to search, we're going to click. And you can put your hand down. Okay, we're going to type sticky notes, and we're going to find the sticky notes app. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's get everybody's view to match mine right now. And it is black with a yellow sticky note, and it says sticky notes app. And then there are some selections that say open, new note, notes list, settings, all and on and on and on.
Mine doesn't say that. Mine says open, pin to start, pin to taskbar, app settings.
But it looks very similar to mine, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Mine just has a bunch of
You need to start typing in this here. You need to start typing sticky notes.
I did.
And then keep typing it until it shows up.
I did.
Does yours look like mine?
It just literally showed him a picture.
Did you type all of sticky notes?
Yeah.
How did you spell sticky?
S-T-I-C-K-O-N-T-E-S.
You have stick notes.
Oh.
Have type sticky with a Y. Okay. Did you type sticky? It has to be spelled just like this. Sticky notes. Okay?
Yours is different.
No different.
It's for you to Microsoft Edge.
Yeah, he's taking me to Microsoft Edge.
Well, you're here. You're in the right spot.
I don't have it. It says get from store.
Okay.
There. Right there.
$1,775,000 on the sticky note pad.
We want the sticky notes app. We want to, yep. And then you're going to actually see if we can go to download. Go to download. Go to download. Go to download. Go to Sticky Notes app.
There's no download.
Yeah, right there. Okay, close that. Yeah, if it'll let you. You might not have the permissions to... What are you clicking up there for?
I'm trying to click the X.
There's this.
Oh, there's a Microsoft.
Hey, I made progress.
Oh,
baby. I made progress.
It's
going to be
like
this.
I tapped, yeah.
What in the heck is going on with yours?
I'm in a sticky room.
Wait, mine won't open.
Yeah, mine will open either. My mouse won't even work.
I can't click on anything.
Yeah, won't let me open it.
Well, I was hoping to make this easier for you. Well, this is what we want.
Can I open it now?
Okay, just wait.
Okay.
I did not realize that it was this much of a deal. All right, detour. Forget that. Unfortunately, for some of you, you're going to have to type all of the stuff on the in black on the board up there where it says inspiration. On my board, where it says inspiration, Willow Creek School, and that big, long, obnoxious number. Some of you are going to have to type that twice. Okay? So let's back out of the sticky note app.
It finally started.
So where you want to type that?
Huh?
Where you want to type in this little box?
I want you to just listen.
Okay.
All right. So, until you know what you're looking for, you won't probably be able to see it on your desktop. So in this case, we're going to come back here to the type here to search button. And we're going to type inspiration. I-N-S-P-R-A. And now you'll probably get something that might look similar to this. If it's inspiration 7.6, it's the old one. You're the one of the lucky people that will have to type it twice.
I got this.
If you've got inspiration 9 something, you are golden, you'll be fine. Just click on it and you'll get in there.
Inspiration.
I can only hear one person at a time, and Abby, you have been talking over everybody like 3 times so far. Yes.
So did we click on inspiration 7.6?
Yes. Whatever one comes up for you, you're going to click on it. Okay, and it will be an app. If yours says 9, you are golden.
Mine's 7.9. The other one won't come up.
INSP.
Oh, I did this when I did a book report, but
wait, that's wrong. That's
pictures and stuff.
It's spelled on the board for you. INSPIRATION. Did that?
Because that keeps popping up.
Yeah, may I have your mouse, please? In your chair. Thank you. That's not what we want. Why is it going? Let's try this one. Nothing. Why? I cannot spell.
No, by the submit inspiration.
It gave me enough.
Are you okay? Your voice.
What is it? You have sticky notes right there.
I know, but it wouldn't let me open at first, and then I had to restart the computer, and then it loaded, and then you said you were changing.
Can you guys do me a favor?
Yeah.
Let's go back a step here. In this list here, click on the start button and scroll to the I section.
There is no start button.
Excuse me, scroll to the S section. And so see how there's an S and then there's a whole bunch of stuff. Yours might not match mine.
I found it.
Is there sticky notes there?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
There's yes. Only folders.
There's a yes.
Oh, yes. There it is.
If it is there, click on it. And open your sticky notes.
It won't let me. I'm clicking on it.
Okay.
There's like two things.
There's two open.
Drats. Yeah. Well, let me show you what I'm intending to do to show you what sticky notes are. They are literally like a sticky note on your desktop. And so things that you need to remember, you can have them there. So, oh my goodness, I just can't win in this period today. Hang on, I have to pause this. So what I was trying to do is teach you how I was going to have you create a sticky note with this information that's on the board there, so that all we had to do is copy and paste that number, and so that we didn't have to type it from scratch every time, because it would be so much faster to copy and paste it. That was what my goal was. So as far as that goes, we can do it a different way. So as of right now, do you guys know how to save a file?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I think so.
Let's go. Do you know how to open Word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Open Word.
Wait, do we close out the sticky notes?
Yeah.
Click on Word.
Okay. The Word one is the blue W.
Why is it all the way on the other side of the screen?
So we're going to create a document called Inspiration. Please make sure that you spell it correctly. Yes.
How do I get my page in the middle?
You don't need it in the middle.
But how do you do that?
I might be in this view here. I'm in one of these things here. Oh, I'm on print layout. Okay. Yes.
There's something in my screen.
Okay, let me. This is why I don't like to do different stuff, because it's so hard.
Wait, we could do Google Docs.
We're not doing Google Docs. We're doing this.
Full screen reading.
Who is having the issues? Okay. Click the X. How did this happen? What? I didn't do this.
What?
I didn't do this.
Oh, you want us to go back?
I want it to be whatever's on your screen.
Oh. Update ones.
The only thing I don't have is that weird P, backwards P and a letter on top.
So, do you have the home ribbon showing? This is the home tab, and this is the ribbon.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. We are going to, do you see how I have this backwards P thing? That is the show hide mark. And it shows code. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to type the word inspiration. And I'm going to make it large so you can see it. Yes?
I think you left your name to make your...